God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Mark 5, he said, come and lay your hands on her. Verse 23, everybody say, lay your hands on her. That she may be healed. And she what? Shall live. And Jesus said, now on this occasion, Jairus, it is not God's perfect will for you to be healed. The Lord is I know, as painful as it is, He's teaching your family something. Through the loss of your little daughter, I know you hurt and don't want to see her go, but I needed another angel. And I loved her so much that I had to take her. I couldn't wait. These are all men's ideas. I said, these are all men's unbiblical, unscriptural ideas. Is there ever one time, ever one occasion where Jesus told somebody no? No, it's not my will to heal you. He won. No. Did he ever tell one, wait, it's not time?
No.
Did he ever tell one, no, God's working something out in your life with this?
No.
And soon as you learn some things and your piety is developed and holiness develops some more, then you can be. Not one time, not one example of this exists. So people who preach those things preach unscriptural, unbiblical things. Some of them make fun of us because we preach healing the way we are. But hey, we got scriptures right here. He said, I'll come do it. Amen. He said, I will. We've read it in these previous times. I will come. Skip down to verse 35. While he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, your daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? This is the evil report. Everybody say the evil report.
The evil report.
She's dead. Now that sounds like it's over, doesn't it? Sounds like there's no hope. Give up, quit. Everybody say the evil report.
Evil report.
Have you ever heard an evil report?
Yes.
Faith comes by hearing. Fear comes by hearing the evil report. Faith comes by hearing the Word of God.
Amen.
Right?
Yep.
And it's up to you which one you decide to hear and incline your ear to. I don't know how many times people have asked me, Brother Keith, I'm going in for a checkup. Would you agree with me that I'll get a good report? Well, I know what they mean, but really that's misplacing your faith. I mean, they could make a mistake and give you a good report.
Hmm?
And it reveals a problem that people have more faith in that report than they do the word they've already got. They're hanging in suspense. Oh, we're going to get a good report, going to get a bad report. Ah, boy, I hope it's a good report. Y'all believe with me for a good report. Is that what we're supposed to be believing for? Is a good report. Did the scripture say believe for the doctors to give you back a good report?
No.
Now, though, people say this a lot. I'm not trying to point anybody. I don't have anybody in mind in particular. But I've dealt with this for decades and decades. No, we have the report.
Yeah.
Who has believed the report of the Lord?
Amen.
That famous 53rd chapter of Isaiah talks about by His stripes we are.
Amen.
Hey, the tests are back.
Amen.
The results have come in.
Amen.
And we're healed.
Amen.
Y'all ain't with me enough on this. Let me preach to you a little bit more. I said the tests have already been done. Jesus passed the test. Huh? We're not waiting on the results. He took our infirmities. He bore our sicknesses. He carried our pains. The results are back. And we got the report. You've already got your report. Now, if you'll hold to that report and if you'll say what He says, what'll happen? He'll do what you say. And sooner or later, one way or the other, those reports will have to agree with His report. But you don't fall out of faith because the natural report disagrees.
That's right.
You're going, well, we prayed and it came back and they said it's worse than it was. I don't understand. You're coming apart.
Amen.
Your faith is failing.
Amen.
You're fading. You're walking by sight.
Mm-hmm.
No, take 1 Peter 2:24 and lay it on your desk or your counter and look at it and you'll find it reads exactly like it did before you went to the doctor.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Won't you?
Yeah.
It reads exactly the same as before they drew blood and did any test. We're not against doctors. Thank God for doctors. And don't rebuke and bind them. They're just telling you what they see in the natural. Thank them for their help.
Yeah.
Cooperate with them the best you know how. But, I said, but, your faith is not in them.
That's right.
And your faith is not in that report.
Right.
Your faith is in the one who saved your soul.
Yeah.
The one who ever lives to make intercession for you. The one who was tied to the whipping post and scourged and sickness and disease laid on you. And with His stripes, we were, we are, I am, you is, healed. Got to report right now. We're not believing for the report. We got to report. And all these other things will have to come in line with that. Sooner or later, some way, it'll have to be. There are cases where the doctor's reports never agreed. I know of cases where one man got a hole in his heart. Big old hole. And the tests say he can't live. But he's doing just as good as you or me.
Amen.
Well, they say they're never going to give him a report that says he's okay. Their test shows he's got a big old hole in his heart.
Yep.
But he's living just fine without the report.
Amen.
It's a continuous miracle.
Yeah.
God does some things like that as a sign.
Amen.
So you wouldn't necessarily have to have the report to live a good life. I mean, if you're living good and you're feeling good and everything's cool,
amen,
what do you care about a piece of paper?
Amen.
Or the name to a thing?
Amen.
Huh?
Right.
People get too carried away and too much emphasis on the natural things. Walking by sight. Walking by feeling. The evil report came. They said, she's dead. She's dead. Why trouble the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard it, as quick, I mean an instantaneous response, Jesus said to this man, he turned around to him, he said, don't be afraid. Why would he say that so strong? Because this can blow the whole thing out of the water right now. If he gets into fear and he gets to despairing that it's all done and it's useless and it's hopeless now, could Jesus just go on and minister to her anyway? If he could, why would he be so quick to turn around and say, now don't get into fear. Jairus, put your eyes right here. Look at me. Don't be afraid. Only believe. Don't do something else than what you started. You told me when you walked up that I'd come lay my hands on your little girl and she would live. Now that's what you told me. Stay right here. Don't listen to this. Don't get your eyes on this. Don't be afraid. Only believe. This is where battles are lost and won. In the middle of the night, you get alarming symptoms. I mean, your heart's doing crazy things. And you're feeling funny. Well, the first thing that tries to happen is fear tries to jump in the middle of your chest. And go, man, you're having a massive heart attack. You're leaving this place. And if you say, oh my God, I'm having a heart attack. Oh, am I dying? That's a good way to die right there.
That's right. Amen.
Get in fear. You'll be gone.
That's right.
Don't be afraid. What? Only. Hear the words of Jesus. Only. What else do you do? Nothing else. Only. Believe. Don't be afraid. Only. Believe.
Amen.
You know, the devil's always that way.
Yeah.
He's done it to me I don't know how many times. Something, you have a symptom or something, you go, Mark, what is that? And you go, aneurysm. She's about to blow, man. You're leaving here. You go, no, hey, it's not an aneurysm. He goes down the list one. Brain tumor. It's a massive brain. You've been growing in there for years. Brain, you're about to go, no, it's not a brain tumor. Migraine. Huh? How many know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Why does he do that? He's trying to find something you will fear. Fear is perverted faith. Fear is you believing in something's power to hurt you. You believing in something's ability to take you out. And as you get strong, you can have pain and alarming symptoms and not know what they are and lay there and laugh and go, I ain't leaving here. I ain't through.
Amen.
No. Besides, I don't have to leave here like this.
Amen.
I don't have to leave with one of your stinking diseases and problems.
Amen.
I'll leave when God and I get good and ready for me to leave.
Hallelujah.
Hmm? He said, with long life I'll satisfy you.
Amen.
Show you my salvation.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Satisfied.
Amen.
Long life. Don't be afraid, he said. Don't be afraid. Do what? Everybody say it out loud. Read it out loud. Get it in your spirit. What did he say? These are the words of Jesus. Would he say the same thing to you in the middle of the night?
Yes.
What did he say?
Don't be afraid.
Be not afraid. Don't be afraid. Now see, man, he jumped on that hard first. Why? Because fear was right there.
That's right.
He was looking at the eyes of these people from his house. He knows they're not lying to him. He knows they saw her turn pale and cold and blue. He knows they wouldn't come and tell him this unless they were sure of it. He knows that. And this grips his heart. This grips his soul. And he's thinking. And before he could say anything, Jesus said, Jairus, don't do it. Don't you yield to that. Don't you be afraid. You stay with me right here, right here. You told me what's going to happen. Now stay with that and that only. Only believe. You came to me because you had faith. You've been in faith all this way. Now don't quit me now. Don't quit me now. Don't be afraid. Everybody said out loud, don't be afraid. Can you do both? Can you yield to the fear and stay in faith? No, you can't. It's a choice. I said it's a choice.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Jairus' Daughter, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R725. That's R725. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.